Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
My week with Mickey Mouse and Goofy and Walt Disney.
And could Senator Carmen be the way we refer to my co-host Kenny?
I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon, but find out about it all on the emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app. And we're back! Hi, we're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. That's XTENDAV.com. Yes.
Kenny, I can't wait to hear about how a week at Disney turned out. And I would have to say, if this goes well, could you send this over to the company? I have seen them partner with influencers.
No, I don't want to do that.
I have
That's
seen
not
them
what this is about.
Partner with little princesses but doing is, music. And
I've seen them partner with people from this station.
Well, from this building. But that was on their own podcast.
People that used to sit in my seat.
Yes, have old... Okay, that's... Oh! See, I was talking about somebody else who ended up getting a job in Dallas, and then Sacramento had his own podcast
about that. That's right.
That's interesting. However, I didn't want to do that. I wanted to give people... This was a 100% paid trip.
Yes. Yes.
My wife can show you whatever she's willing to show you that doesn't invade our privacy.
Yeah, because when you run for governor in a few years, you're going to have to... explain away these lavish vacations.
Can I win an office, by the way? Could I win a local election?
I think.
What's the highest you think I could win in the state of Ohio? Ken Carmen.
Why not governor?
I could be the governor of
Ohio.
You
want to go higher? You want to go senator?
Owen, knock him down a peg or two. Where do you think I could go?
They can't hear me right now. I'm going to say, so just repeat it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say...
Owen was shaking his head.
You can get as high as mayor of a town.
Mayor of a town. Not mayor of Cleveland.
No.
Carlita said, oh, Ken, you could be mayor here. And I go,
actually,
no.
You could be mayor of Cleveland.
No, I don't think I could. I don't
and
live
if
in
you
Cleveland.
If you're mayor of Cleveland, then you can at least be a state senator.
That's true. Okay.
Well, no, state senator as opposed to like senator in the state house or senator that lives in D.C.
What's the best job in politics? Is it state senator?
How big did the Senate get?
Kucinich was, he wasn't, was he a senator?
Well, we have, are we talking.
He was congressman.
Are we talking, when you say state senator.
I could be representative
Ken. You're
not
talking
Carmen.
Bernie Moreno,
no.
Sherrod Brown. You're talking state senator.
State senator
okay.
down in Columbus.
So here's what's very interesting, as I learned about in my.
You want to talk about draining the swamp.
My political science background.
Don't let me down there.
My political science background, I do know that Ohio has one of the most professional legislatures in all of the country. We're talking like top six. There are some states where the state legislators only meet a couple times a year. They don't even have apartments or homes
probably
in their
Wyoming,
capital.
I guess
there are a bunch of them. But in Ohio, it is a legitimate full time job if you want it to be. So it is a professional. You can have a career on it.
Mm.
And you can absolutely enact change.
Okay. Well, let's table that for another day.
Let's do that.
Because I wanted to get to the Disney stuff. Because I did. I was excited because I spent whatever full price was that Liz what I'm sure Liz got us some sort of deal here or there, whatever, because that's what she does. But this was a paid trip. None of this was advertisement. The only thing with a sponsor that I did was I golfed with Tony down in Orlando. The resort was fantastic. I actually had a couple of decent ball strikes.
Yeah, there you go.
Putts. It was a Lima, I would like. There were like 30-foot putts, and Tony could tell you I was getting that far
You've
away.
Always.
I was getting like 7 inches away.
Ken has a gift for somebody that doesn't play golf. You have a gift.
And it's terrible. And it's actually famously in our circle bad at the
game. I get mad because I used to crush the ball. I used to be able to shape shots, but then Ken would out-putt me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he doesn't play golf.
And the one time you like flicked the ball back at me because you were angry because I.
Because he made one.
There was one time in the final years of Berkshire Hills. Where I putted some stupid luck of fools putt from the fringe, and it just rolled in. And Lima used to not care. When Lima and I first golfed, Lima didn't care, and then he cared way too much. And I don't know what happened to you. You got competitive with it, and then it got to the point where you weren't having much fun.
I had no fun.
Yeah, because golfing with Lima used to be a blast. No score was ever kept. Didn't care.
Just
it was
hit
whatever.
Balls. We just want to hit balls, drink beers.
But he was playing well at the time. Then he started playing not to his level, and he started getting frustrated. And then you like took the one ball like right like you took it out of the thing and like whacked it at me. You were that mad at me, like left a divot in the green at Berkshire Hills.
Well, we took. I remember
it was on the eighth.
We took a client out, and I couldn't even golf. I was like, I can't even do this anymore, so I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah,
so I was mad, yeah.
The worst part is how I told Lima. Lima had his back to me, and I go, Lima, look. It was rolling in for like 40 feet out. It was ridiculous. So anyway, went golfing with Tony. Only ended up in the washout area, which is a giant sand trap, one time. Got the drives going a little bit, slowed my backswing down. I just always have to, I always constantly have to remind myself, like, Kenny, you have to slow everything down to go forward. You have to slow everything down to go, like, to get a better drive, I have to slow everything down that I'm trying to do.
Makes sense. Yeah, you're not playing.
That makes it a little bit, more, because your whole thing is, well, to actually hit it, I got to swing hard. It's like, you cannot swing hard. Your swing is too terrible. You can't do it. Also, having to focus on not, I curve in too much, I guess, so I have to, like, hit out is the only way I can say it. I pull too much. Anyway, here's my observations from Disney. These are things I texted myself. A lot of Eagles fans. So many people wearing Eagles stuff. I didn't see one Chiefs fan. Saw some Cleveland stuff. And Liz always wanted to start conversations with him. Like, I don't know.
Real quick on that. First of all, Eagles winning. I want to break these down. Eagles winning the Super Bowl, you're just going to wear your stuff everywhere. So I bet no matter where you are.
Okay, that's fair.
You're going to be like, whoa, they're Eagles fans.
Well, this is a giant gathering of people every day.
Yeah,
so.
And think about what. Yeah. Think about the 2016 shirts.
Uh-huh.
They were, when I went to Vegas that year, it was, second thing, running into people that are wearing the Cleveland gear. At first, when I wasn't traveling very much and I would go somewhere, I'm like, Cleveland! We have something instantly to talk about.
Yes.
The more and more I traveled, I realized I'm having these superficial Cleveland conversations, and then East Side, West Side. Oh, and then you might even know somebody. Like you whittle it down, process of elimination over the course of a minute, and then you realize, why are we doing this? Why do I care? What I'm going to be around a bunch of Clevelanders next week when I go home to Cleveland.
Yeah.
So why do I need to hit it off with Clevelanders because I'm in a different city?
Because you just feel like you need to be around. There's always a tribalism that people want to be affected with. And it actually backfired against me a little bit. Not backfired. It worked differently. So the reason I did want to say it, my friend from high school, Alex, she and her husband and her kids just went down the week before we went. And she DM'd me and said, I want the entire what you thought and everything. I was like, well, I'm going to do it on the podcast is what I'm going to do it because I don't want to send a great big long thing.
Yeah.
I ran into a listener. His name was Dylan.
First time, long time.
We were in Hollywood Studios. He was really nice. Met his whole family. They were really nice. So I have some Brown stuff. But my Brown stuff is more cold weather gear.
Yeah, same thing.
And shorts, I got like their workout shorts, but I'm not going to wear those to a park. I wore khaki shorts and stuff like that. I have a lot of Iowa State stuff. So there were a lot of people who thought I was from Iowa. Because I was standing in line, not baguettes, what are they called? Beignets. At Port Orleans, whatever, at one of their resorts. They have restaurants in their resorts. So our first night there on Saturday night, we took a tram over to Port Orleans. I was waiting on one of the beignets. I met a guy named Austin. He and his family were there. They thought I was from Iowa because I was wearing an Iowa State shirt. I was looking at my phone, wasn't paying attention. And I go, no, I actually know Matt. Oh, really? He works in the sports department there.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, okay. Their AV stuff. So we talked, but they thought I was. I'm actually like, no, I'm from Canton. Oh, okay.
So that made sense.
That's how they got it. So that was cool. But yeah, there were a lot of people just thought I was from Iowa because I'm wearing Iowa State stuff. So that kind of...
You hear that, Utah State?
Yeah, you take that, Utah State. Still waiting, by the way. Uh-huh. Anyway, a lot of Eagles fans. Bathrooms spotless, except for one. Now, he is... Walt Disney World is known...
Ken must not have been in a national park recently.
Okay, well, there you go. They're known for their cleanliness at the resorts or at the parks.
And for what people are paying.
Yes.
And the fact that they attract families, they got to have those.
I've thought about that later. But I saw one bathroom that, because every time I go to the bathroom, I have to take my kids in there. And it's a, Eli and Axel are fine. Jonah is a little hit or miss. Like, Jonah, I'm like, you can't put your hands on the, I'm like, what is he touching in school?
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
Stop doing that. There was one bathroom in the Star Wars portion of one stall that I was like, oh, don't go in there. No, no, no. So someone must have, honestly, someone just went number one all over the seat instead of, you know, whatever.
And probably 10 minutes later, it was fixed.
Yeah, probably. It was just wrong timing. Everything else was perfect. Everything else was spotless. Unbelievable how clean the bathrooms were.
Isn't it incredible when you really think about, we won't go into too much detail here, trust me, what the human can do to a stall? Isn't it pretty amazing?
So,
you're like, how did we as humans create this kind of a disastrous scenario?
It's unbelievable. Because people are
and then
are
when you're traveling
animals.
And when you're traveling, it's even worse. There's a panic that sets in.
I had another observation. So anytime I realize as I've gotten older, I just want value anywhere I go. Not a deal. I want value. So if I go, I mentioned the unnamed chicken restaurant that's closed on Sundays. We stop there. Why do I stop there? Because they're going to be nice to me. They're going to get the order right. I know it's going to be a lot of people, but I'm going to get my food on time. We're going to eat. We're going to be able to leave. So I'm going to be able to maximize my money, the value of the money, and I'm going to be able to maximize the time that I have to spend in the restaurant.
And this was fast food?
Yes.
And you didn't want to take a long breather.
Yes, the fast food chicken restaurant that's closed on Sundays. Okay. Like, we got to go. I don't want to drive and eat, but we got to get moving.
Sure, sure.
So I know that those things are going to happen. So I'm not going to go to a place that I know is famous for not great service, not clean bathrooms. I know it's going to be there. I will tell you this. I'm a Get-Go guy. I love Get-Go. Get-Go's not a giant rest stop area, so I can say this. Bucky's has forced the major truck stops to up their game on their bathrooms.
I've heard about this.
Because their bathrooms, first off, the place is, it could be its own zip code. It's that big. Have you ever been to a Bucky's?
No, but I've heard about it.
It is unbelievably big. And it's actually, if you hit it at the wrong time, it can be too much. There's so many people there because they're going to say that they went there. And it's food. Like, they're making brisket right there.
Oh, it's gotten to that point?
Yes. They go there for the story to say that they went there.
We
Owen knows
last
it.
Last year, stopped at 3 in the morning. Perfect.
Yeah.
Damn.
Perfect
place.
Yeah.
Stopped, same one, 6 days later, stopped at 12:30. We were there an hour and a half because you couldn't, you couldn't move.
We went to when we crossed into the Florida line, there was one there because we stayed in Savannah on Friday night, and I said, oh, there's a billboard here. We'll get two birds stoned at once. I'll get gas at the Bucky's, and we'll go there. It's like 1 in the afternoon, and it was a mad line. There was a line to pull in.
Man.
They were backed up. It's a madhouse. I go, this place has to be doing, it feels like $1 million an hour.
A day.
Like, unbelievable. Unbelievable. But the bathrooms, Tone, they're spotless. And you realize it's like, hey, and I don't know how much of that is true. They advertise very high paying jobs there, like they're kind of known for that. Like, really, are you making this much? I can't imagine how much you're pulling in where, yeah, they can afford to pay people that. Because it is so, there were so many people there. They're buying, and it's not just food, not just gas, all the merchandise, all the other stuff. And I think that because they've upped their ante so much, it's made the other well-known truck stop places
step up their game.
Yes, yeah. Because I did not go. I had one situation where there was a gentleman who smelled really bad, but the bathrooms were spotless, and I felt better about
that. Do they have a place for the truck stop guys, for the truck guys to shower and do
at
all
Bucky's?
That too? Yeah.
I didn't notice it, but I'm sure they do.
Because it's crazy to see the places that have that whole setup.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. But I stood up at a couple truck stop places, and they were clean.
Quickly, Savannah. Did you do anything in Savannah, or was it just we're staying in a hotel room?
We stayed at a hotel on the outskirts of Savannah. Oh, okay. It was very much, this is a business district slash people stop at hotels here.
Yeah.
And when Liz and I went down to Florida once, we went to downtown Savannah and ate at a restaurant. It was nice.
I heard it's so nice.
Lima goes, you guys go to any restaurants? Because I called him on the phone on the way down there. I'm like, well, we're stopping in Savannah. Oh, and he goes, you guys go to any restaurants? And I'm like, we got our kids with us. We're going to go to like an Applebee's. And we didn't even do that. We were just like, we're tired. We went to bed. We didn't even eat dinner that night. Here we go. Everyone is so nice at Disney World. I did not care that Ratatouille broke down right before we got on. At Epcot, there is this ride of Ratatouille in France. And it's very popular. Because of Eli, we go through the lightning lane.
Yeah.
I am at the yellow line with my sons. Liz is waiting on us. I'm at the yellow line with my sons. We're about to get on. Lights come on.
No.
Lights come on. It is, hey, this ride is down. And the people that they get to work in France are French. So there's like a little bit of a thing. Like, it's
come
not
on.
Some, I'm sure a couple of them might be actors here and there.
Yeah.
They're French. These are French people. And this guy was so falling down, apologetic. I'm like, dude, we're cool, man. Because everybody's so nice. Like, if somebody was a jerk the entire time and I know I'm getting screwed over on this price, I'm going to lose my mind.
You are getting world-class hospitality here.
Yes. So you get what you pay for in so many ways. And I think that that's why it's like, hey, you're going to pay a lot of money. You're going to get what you pay for. There's no reason for me to lose my mind on things. And so I had no anger. I got mad one time, and that was Friday. Because I was following the instructions. Liz wanted to go to Magic Kingdom, and I was going to drop her off at Magic Kingdom, take the boys back, and go to the pool. And she's like, oh, you get off here. And I went the wrong way, and she's like, I told you to go. And I just sat there seething. I didn't say a word. I was so mad. She knew I was mad. It's the only time I got mad. I wasn't mad at anybody at the resort or anything, or at any of the parks. Mickey's Railway, I got to ride that this time at Hollywood Studios. I didn't last time. I got separated from the group.
Do you ride all the rides?
As many as I can.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Mickey's Runaway Railway is amazing. Magic Kingdom is still my favorite of all the parks. I finally went to Animal Kingdom. I wasn't like, I have to go to Animal Kingdom. It's like, all right, we'll go to Animal Kingdom, whatever. A lot of people like it. I found it to be a little bit boring for me, but you know, we did get to get very close to giraffes. That was cool.
How different is it from your run-of-the-mill in any big city in the country zoo?
Not very for me. I mean, you are right in the middle of...
I agree.
But...
St. Louis Zoo is...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Freaking amazing, and it's free, and I feel like it's the same as Animal.
Okay, there you go, yeah. I didn't think it was that much more incredible than anything else.
So if I were
seen.
To go, I mean,
I
unless it's all
go to a zoo.
That, can you hit up all the parks? Do you have a pass for everything with this
you
setup?
Can get that. You get like an all day. So Liz got us a series of like all day passes. I think so. You could go like we went to Magic Kingdom, then we stopped at Epcot on the way home.
Yeah.
Back to the resort. So we had that, but there's people who they're like you go to Magic Kingdom and that's all you can go to today.
How much of a machine are they getting people in? Getting people into the park, paying or showing their proof of payment?
Oh, it's everything's through the app. You get a thing called a magic band now where you just put it up to the thing and it goes green and you put your finger in there. And okay. I had to do it because Eli's finger and Jonah's fingers are too small, but everything else is fine. And again, Eli, because of his circumstances, changes that. But, they're pretty quick at getting people in. The standby lines.
So it's not like you get to Disney and you're waiting just to get into the freaking park.
Well, you know, Lightning Lane, I felt when I first, because 2 years ago we went, and I thought Lightning Lane was like, you just go and go right to the line. You have to make an appointment. So at 11:05 is the earliest you can hit your Lightning Lane. Okay, well, you're waiting for...
Okay.
You're not able to get in. At 11:04, you're not able to get in.
Yeah.
You can get in at 11:05.
It's all digital.
Because it's all fake. So... You cut the line, but you don't cut the line. So I'm not cutting. If there's somebody in line, I'm not really cutting anybody who's been waiting in the standby line. They just have to wait in line. I could schedule it because I got Lightning Lane, but I can go do other things until I have to go there. So we did that several times.
How many times are you constantly, and I need to learn this with my kids because I think I do this too much already. How often are you going to the boys, maybe individually or as a group, and saying, you guys having fun?
Mine was.
Is there a psychology behind that?
Mine was making sure. No, I never asked that.
Okay.
I knew they were having fun. My thing was keeping them in line. I didn't want them running. Axel kept walking next to the stroller and messing with Jonah, and I got very agitated because I flat tired him once, and he was in pain.
Well,
you're messing around with the stroller. What are you doing? And there were a couple times, what were they doing? They were kind of assing off. There were no temper. My sons just don't have temper tantrums. It's never happened. None of the three have ever had. And again, Eli, has never happened. But I'm watching that happen left and right. And it made me appreciate. I saw a kid. We went to dinner the one night at our resort. I saw a kid cock back who was Axel's age and take a swing at his mom. And the mom ducked the punch.
She had good defense.
And I almost got up and grabbed the kid by the scruff of the neck for the mom. That's how mad I was overseeing this. Now, I don't know his situation. Yeah. I don't know their situation.
And if that kid's doing that at Disney when he's getting the coolest stuff ever, what is he doing on a random Tuesday?
You... Little
back in Mobile, Alabama.
Oh my God, I got so mad. I was seeing red, and I was sitting there with my sons. I go, you guys are good boys. I don't know how the rest of this is going to go. They could end up being like the Menendez brothers for all I know. Well, it won't be because of those reasons. I'm telling you that right now.
You won't know if they are.
Yeah, true.
That's a good point.
They wouldn't turn into it for the reasons they turned into it, allegedly. Let's say that right then and there. But, they could end up being terrible people, but as of right now, they're good. And so I was happy about that because there are no temper tantrums. I'm worried about their safety. So, like, we're on a fifth floor balcony. Nobody is out on this balcony unless we are out here. Nobody gets close to the railing while we are out here. Nobody leaves their feet. If anybody does any of those things, you're going right back in and you're done on the balcony for the day. We got them, what the hell are they? I want to call them balloon, bubble makers. They got bubble makers, very popular items, like $50 a piece. Spent a boatload, three bubble makers, like $140.
Oh my God.
Very popular items. They might have left them at one of the truck stops, all I know. I said, none of these bubbles go in the room. They all go out here. Do not leave your feet. Do not jump up and down. Like I told, Eli had to go. I kicked Eli off the balcony. He was upset, but
was there
understood.
A warning or no?
There was a warning, but I kicked him off the balcony. It was great because the fireworks go off every night. We were able to see the fireworks for our room.
And what time is this?
9 o'clock at Epcot every night.
That's awesome. You could see it from the balcony.
And it was great because they came to the balcony and they're doing videos and they're going, like and subscribe. Like, I go, tomorrow there are no videos. We're done.
You're not doing firework videos?
They got very annoying. And I go, okay, that's it. Because they do it as a story.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're at Epcot, it's not just fireworks and then a great big thing. There are like minute long pauses between the fireworks.
You didn't go down at all and watch it?
We did one night. We did
and
one
then
night.
You can't immerse yourself into the story from the balcony, right?
Yeah, no, because you can hear it, but you can't really hear it.
Tinkerbell comes and flies.
Yeah. It's crazy. So I go, well, that's it. And then they can hear the boom, 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 boom going off. And Eli, I close the door, and Eli's at the door. He's tapping on the glass going, you tricked us. You tricked us. And because Eli, it's very funny how he does it. I know that's an inside story that no one wants to hear, but it's true. I was laughing my ass off. We went to Epcot the one night. Had a couple of drinks.
That so was what like the only night me. I really what makes Epcot? What I don't know the difference between all these.
It's more of a hang. At night, it becomes very adult. There's still a lot of kids there. Oh, God, they had beer steins in Germany, in the German part of it. It's a really cool setup how they have it. The beer steins are $144.
Ooh.
And I told Liz, and I'm kicking around for an idea about buying a beer stein. I'm going, I will go to Sugar Creek in Ohio. Because Liz was like, this is really cool. I go, you know they have like this in Ohio. We have Amish country in Ohio. Liz was like down with doing it. And I was like, finally, I can go back to Amish country in my adult life. Because we used to go all the time as a kid, and I loved it. Loved it. My parents loved it. There was an easy little thing that's going to make their son happy. And so we'd go to Amish country. Yeah, that was my thing. So you go to, you start off in Canada. There's definitely Canada jokes. Then there's the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's this bar, and it is packed. And I'm like, I don't need to drink a 10-50 beer. And it's like Harp. Moosehead in Canada. I'm like, I can buy these beers at Giant Eagle. So I don't need to go there. I went and got a blood orange, like a frozen sake. That's what it was, from Japan. That was cool. I got a Chinese beer, and Liz got one, but she didn't like it, so I drank two of her beers. I got a German beer it was cool. They had it in these bottles. They open up the bottle, and they pour it for you right there. It's like Bavaria or whatever. France was pretty cool, but I didn't spend a lot of time. There was a lot more people in France and the UK. Germany was a little bit of people, but not that many people. China, there wasn't that many. Japan, there wasn't that many. Maybe it's just the night. I'm not sure. They had a United States one, which I'm like, well, I'm already in America. Do I really need to see the good old US of
A? I'd love to see their version of United States.
Because I happened to stumbled into it. Like, because there was a trash can there and it said 76 on it. I went, oh, I'm in America. I didn't realize this. Okay. They turn off the lights. Fireworks go off. It's 15 minutes exactly. Perfect. I would never do it again because they have a Skyliner there. The Skyliner's great, and they do their very best to get you on. It took me 40 minutes from the start of the line to get on the Skyliner.
Okay.
There are kids. They're losing their mind. It's 9:30 at night. They're exhausted.
Yeah, they should not still be on.
And the kids are losing their mind. You're just sitting there. You start to have to go to the bathroom. Like, it was the only bad experience, and they made it as good as they possibly could. So I experienced the end of a night at a park once, and I never want to do it again because of that. And it wasn't a nightmare. It just took a long time to get home. But we did DoorDash, famous Mexican fast food restaurant at the end of the night because Liz had a few too, so that was a good time. I said the Magic Kingdom's still my favorite. It's just, it's an idyllic image of what, there's no booze there. It's just, I'm hanging out with my kids. I see Mickey. It's a good time. It feels innocent. I know it's not, whatever. It just feels like a great time. You see I went 2 years ago and I saw the castle and I got emotional when I saw the castle.
That has to be pretty cool.
I think in my subconscious, I never wanted to go to Disney. And I wonder, is it because I knew my parents like couldn't do a Disney thing? And so I can go to Disney with my kids. And I always wanted to go to SeaWorld. And I wonder now, maybe it wasn't that way. Like, is it just like, all right, I am doing better. My dad would be happy about this. And he is. So I think about that. Like, there's a thing about being the father here, and these are experiences that they're going to remember. And that's part of why I'm on my best behavior, because I don't want to mar the experience. I told you about the... we had a vacation from hell one time in Pennsylvania, and when you are an only child and your parents are fighting like that and you have no one else to talk to, that was one of the longest weeks of my life. I feel terrible about it to this day.
How big is the castle?
Very big. I'm told that... since I went to Disney World first, I was like, what's Disneyland like? And Liz, who worked at Disney World, says, everybody says they're disappointed. Oh. Because the Cinderella Castle, or Snow White Castle, I think it is in Disneyland, is smaller than this one. This one's big.
Okay.
It's big.
But it's still perspective.
Yeah. I mean, it's like kind of up on a little bit of a rise. So, I mean, you can see it. It's great how they hit. You can't see it from the highway. There's no like, oh, there it is. No, it's back there. And there's tree. I mean, it's 25,000 acres, this property, of everything.
Park, like, if you're a common man and you don't stay at a resort.
I parked last time.
From where you park, you got to get on a train to get.
Yep. You ain't getting no free sight. You ain't just going to see it, and that's going to be it. You got to go there. And you pull up to where the gates are, and you've already paid. And then it's like, oh, my God, there's the castle. Holy cow, we're actually doing this. So the Magic Kingdom is like the best one. Animal Kingdom, I wasn't that enthralled with, like I said. Rainforest Cafe was good. They have this place called Ohana at Polynesian, which is like a family-style thing. It was great. It was excellent. Epcot's probably my second favorite. Hollywood Studios, probably a very close third. The Smuggler's Run ride at Star Wars at Hollywood Studios nearly made me sick. Motion sickness. I swear to God, I thought I was like, oh my God, I'm going to throw up here on the.
It's like a roller coaster coffin. Or?
No, it's like an experience. You get in there, there's six people, and two are the pilots, two are the gunners. It's Star Wars, and two are the engineers. So it's basically like you get to role play as one's Chewie, one's Han Solo. You know what I mean? You get to do that. And I just did not take it. Because I was on, I rode Soarin' a bunch, and I thought Soarin' was great. And I thought I'd be like Soarin'. It is not. It's so herky jerky. Everything's moving around, and I was like, oh, I had to like close my eyes and look down. I'm like, I'm going to get sick on this ride. I'm going to throw up.
But your kids were fine?
They were fine. Liz was a little whatever, but I'm like, Liz, I need a break. I can't get on anything. But everything else was great. Let me see what else. When you're used to working when you're exhausted, you'll be used to having fun when exhausted. Many don't have that motor. So Owen keeps late hours, and I keep late hours. So we're used to sleeping 4 hours a night and going to work. I didn't realize how many people would be tired around me when I was ready to go. Like Liz is like, oh, the kids are tired. I'm tired. I was like, I'm going. I'm good. Because we're used to working when we're tired. So I'm used to having fun when I'm tired. So I did not take that into account. I had boundless energy compared to the other people in my family.
Do you count steps or did you let your phone?
Oh, no. Steps? I had 15,000 the one day.
Yeah.
Which that was nice.
Yeah.
Beers ain't cheap, but they let you bring in anything you want, basically. Like, there were people eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
They let you do that, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I would not have thought that.
Yeah, it's like a Gardo's game, man. If you want to bring in your lunch, you can bring in your lunch.
So coolers. You're seeing coolers and...
No. Okay. No. I don't think... Magic Kingdom alcohol is forbidden.
Okay.
Gotcha. Everything else, they serve alcohol at. But yeah. Magic Kingdom alcohol is... that is a alcohol-free area. But nothing against you having a couple of drinks and going in if you really wanted to. Weather was great, finally, thank God. I noticed Matt Stafford, which I was upset that everybody got to have the Matt Stafford conversation when I had it 2 weeks ago. The week gave me an appreciation, not a new appreciation, but an appreciation for Star Wars. It was a, because it's a Disney property now, I didn't have nothing to do at night. So I ended up watching the first three Star Wars, and it was incredible.
The originals.
Yes. Yeah. It made me wish I would have watched the movies with Kenny years ago, as he offered to do, and I never took him up on it. I wasn't ready then. I was glad I never talked trash about Star Wars, at least not as an adult. I'm sure I said something to my buddies years ago, or maybe when I first started in Akron. But I liked Star Wars, and I get it. I get the obsession. I get why people are obsessed with, like, Owen... Grew up a Chiefs fan, like we're Browns fans. Like I get it, why you're fans of Star Wars. It gave me, and this is a deep thing. And I should have ended with this, but you know what I mean? I could trail off on this, so you're going to have to stop me. I know that Walt Disney is from a different time, and he was a deeply flawed man. I've read the biographies of him. This type of stuff made me very interested in him. I know that he was a flawed person. I know that he could be a dark person inside. But I'm just amazed at the name and what he built. And I'm amazed at, I'm like, man, like, it is, Lyman, it's so clean. And because I know he was obsessed with cleanliness, you don't want to litter. Like, I popped some Zins to kind of just make sure that everything was fine, kind of calm down. You find a trash can. You don't just spit the Zin out.
Wow.
Because it's like you're on Walt's property. I'm paying an ass load for this vacation, but you know Walt cared so much about cleanliness. Like, let's find a trash can. They're easy to find. They're right there. You can't turn in a direction and not see a trash can. So it's like there's so many here. You want to make sure that you take care of Walt's land, Walt's property. And I know the union stuff, the abject racism of the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, so on. I get that. I understand that. But like a lot of people in history, they could be people of their times, and it makes you it made me fascinated by, he makes cartoons, he's a creator, and now he just wants to create a park. And now you have these two parks that people save their entire lives to, and they dedicate, I mean, they become people's entire personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are people there, they were at Star Wars, and I could tell when I was in the Star Wars area, they did not go to any other place in Hollywood, or the Hollywood studios. They were there for Star Wars and to take in Star Wars. There are people who are Disney adults. You can tell they don't go to any of the other ones. They're in the Magic Kingdom. And they're there for the parade and for the princesses and the whole thing. There are people there from all over the world.
It'll be my world.
They're taking pictures. Oh, another thing. There is no shortage of Instagram models, fake Instagram models, who you used to think this was weird. I've walked by somebody and they're taking a bunch of selfies, or they're having their boyfriend take selfies of them, or they're having their girlfriend take selfies or pictures of them.
And it's just normal there.
And it's just normal. I don't react like that anymore. I just go, oh, they're posting on social media, and I don't think twice about it. Like, I used to, if I ever posted a video, I'm like, anybody around here? Anybody around here? I'm going to, okay, no one's around here, I can do this. And then, like, someone bought, I'm like, okay, hurry up, get by so I can post this thing on Twitter or something like that.
Yeah, they have no shame, not bad.
Now it's just like, you don't care. You don't care. It was an amazing thing. It was worth the money. And I don't know how much we spent, but I'm told we spent a lot of it. So it was worth the money. Kyrie Irving has a season-ending ACL injury. Well, it's going well for the Las Vegas Mavericks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.